Now, another step that we do as a system is that morning huddle, we start talking about call handling priorities. In other words, I notice on the schedule, so the receptionist, office manager has notices on the schedule, there's a new patient come in, say at 10 o'clock this morning. And so at the morning huddle, it's very easy to say between 10 and 10:20, I'm going to be tied up with a new patient interview. And so if the phone rings more than once, that means I'm tied up. Who's number two on the phone this morning? Look at your schedules. Make a decision. One of you will be available to answer the phone, and it may, if it rings once, that means it's tied up. If it rings twice, that person's tied up, and we have a telephone system goes right down by rings. Rings right. Four times, the doctor answers the phone. So we've got a system in place for it.
Right, and this is all the more important why, as you already mentioned, Bill, cross-training is important. Anybody that is in danger of answering that phone needs to be prepared to be a master telephone communicator, because you never know when it's going to be showtime for you.
And then we see, then we hear people say, well, I really don't like using a script. Well, I understand. I can tell when you're reading a script too. But, you know, when you think about this, you know, you go to a movie and you walk out with tears in your eyes. You want to remember, it was just a script. But they had practiced it so much that it sounds normal and you buy in. And so this is what I want you to get from this, is that there are certain things that work. And there are things that don't work. And if something works, well, then let's use it. Don't keep doing the same thing if it doesn't work just because it feels comfortable. We also hear that, well, you know, I've been doing this for 15 years. I know how to do this. Well, interestingly enough, we've had the chance to observe by recording. And by the way, one of the things that I see, unless you've recorded yourself and listened to it, sometimes we don't know how we do. And so I understand you've been doing it for a long time, and you may not like what I'm going to say at this point, but sometimes I would rather train someone with no experience than someone with a lot of experience doing it the wrong way. I remember taking a golf lesson one time, and the pro told me that I had a swing that was so ingrained and it was so wrong that he said, I would rather take somebody that never picked up a golf club and teach him how to hit this than work with you.
Yep. Untraining bad habits a lot harder sometimes than just training new habits.
And then one of the things that we hear sometimes is that, well, our patients really love us once they meet us, but what about the ones that don't ever get the chance to meet you? And I think that we have an obligation, a professional and a moral obligation, to the patient and to the office where we work, to have that patient come into the office. We meet that obligation when we eliminate so many. And in these surveys that we've done, we find that like 65% of the time, the patient is not even given an opportunity to make an appointment. In other words, we answer their questions and we say, do you have any other questions? No. Well, thank you so much for calling. And that's a polite one. Sometimes it's just, how quickly can I get that patient off the phone? Well, see, we can't be judgmental. And I think that's one of the things of going back to those personality types, is being judgmental is going to get you nowhere.
I will say, while everything that Bill says is true, I'm gratified when I hear, as I often do, a team member or the team in unison saying forlornly, but our patients love us once they meet us. That's good news. And it's not surprising news. You wouldn't be in this business if you didn't care about people. And I can tell you, as I'd mentioned earlier, our job is easy when we're working with a group of caring professionals to show them how to demonstrate that they care over the phone, so that you can do the caller and your practice a service by making that connection and getting them to come in with a firm appointment.
You know, I've been studying dental office performance for a long time, Danny, and one of the questions I get is, how do you measure that love quotient?
Right.
And I say you measure it in the dollars they spend in your office. It's real simple. I mean, this proves how much these patients love you once they meet you, is how much do they spend. You know, our daughter worked at Nordstrom, and it's always interesting to use the analogy because, you know, the people at Nordstrom are so wonderful to work with. When you go in as a customer, they're very nice to you. They really take care of you. I mean, service is their mantra. And yet at the end of each month, they add up total sales for each salesperson in each department, and the bottom person leaves. And you are paid on straight commission based on sales, not how many people you were nice to and how many people loved you.
That's right. An A for effort just doesn't cut it anymore.
So the point is get them into the office and to, you know, upgrade your skills, and your employer brought you to this service. So what's in it for you? And what I say is improve your skills and make yourself indispensable to your employer.